From Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, the audio novels, The Mirror Matter.
At Unit Mobile HQ, the Brigadier reached out gingerly and poked the space where the object was supposed to be. There was a glimmer of something there, a hint of resistance. The thing was the size of a car, supposedly. But as far as he could tell, the laboratory of the mobile headquarters was empty. He might suspect the whole thing was an absurd joke if it hadn't killed an innocent man. The mobile HQ was an articulated lorry, with an office in the front and a lab in the back. The technician was still installing equipment, glancing nervously over her shoulder at the big empty-seeming space in the other end of the room. After picking up the mystery object, they were on their way to a quiet spot on the edge of London, well clear of civilians. "Quite a lot of advantages to this setup," thought the Brigadier. "From the outside, you would never know there was anything interesting about the trailer at all. There!" Just for a fraction of a second, he was sure he'd seen the thing, as though it shimmered all over for an instant. As though it was made from water or from glass. He reached out again with the swagger stick and was sure this time that he felt the mildest drag as he moved it through the space where the object must be. Then the blasted thing seemed to have vanished again, leaving behind not so much as a smile. Not terribly scientific, he thought, tucking the stick back under his arm before the doctor or Miss Shaw could catch him poking about. There was that odd sound again, barely at the edge of hearing. A distant hissing. Something metallic being dragged across a floor. There was an odd tingling sensation in the room. Faintly electrical. The technicians had said there wasn't any danger of radiation. But there was still this impression of restless fizzing, just beyond the range of his senses. Nor could he help the nagging thought that, while he was staring at it, it was staring back at him. Happily, the doctor and Miss Shaw arrived not too many minutes later, practically falling over themselves with enthusiasm.
"It really is invisible," said Liz. "I didn't think that was possible."
"Invisible aliens are quite common, Liz," said the doctor, who was slowly circling the object. "Eyes as big as cartwheels," thought the Brigadier. "Careful," he said quickly. "It's already killed one person."
"What?"
Liz was appalled. "Apparently it appeared in Elephant and Castle, of all places. A lot of people simply walked right through it and didn't notice anything at all. A small number of people did notice something. At least two people fainted. And there were stories starting to circulate that the spot was haunted. But then, a French tourist somehow got stuck inside it, running for a taxi. We have several eyewitness statements. Poor devil struggled as though he was caught inside a giant jelly. His dog ran away, yelping," Liz said.
"That's horrible. Surely someone tried to save him?"
The Brigadier said, "Two people tried to reach him, but Monsieur Martin disappeared. Just sort of faded out, apparently." The doctor said thoughtfully,
"As though it turned him into more of whatever it's made of, more of itself."
Big Finish. We love stories.